Friends of Chamber Music Troy is presenting Third Coast Percussion. They're six-time Grammy winners for small ensemble performance for chamber music. So I think the operative word here is percussion. Of the four musicians that make up Third Coast Percussion, Peter Martin is with us. So hello, Peter. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me on. Such a pleasure.
So you're coming up on the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th of April. That's a heavy schedule, but you have lots of good things planned.
Yeah, it's really going to be sort of an eclectic 4 days or so of time out there. You know, we're doing a bunch of different programs at a bunch of sort of different locations. Yeah, I think it's really going to kind of showcase all the different music and artistic activities that, you know, at Third Coast does.
Percussion, sort of, you know, wonderful in its own right. And to think of it as a classical ensemble of four percussion musicians sort of blows my mind a bit. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, when we first got started almost 20 years ago, there really weren't a lot of models out there, you know, for percussion ensemble was, you know, a big thing for us when we were all in music school or conservatory together, and was a big thing that at that time in most, you know, educational systems, or like, you know, like university conservatory type of music educational systems, where, you know, if you were a string player, you would likely play in a string quartet as part of like your chamber music, you know, education. But for percussionists, you know, the option for us was to sort of all band together and form, you know, a musical group. So probably the origins of our ensemble were at Northwestern University, where we all went to school. That's sort of our common denominator there. And we had a wonderful mentor there at the time, who's actually now New York-based at Eastman School of Music. His name is Michael Burritt. He was our teacher at Northwestern back in the day. The way that he approached teaching percussion, he really focused on solo and chamber music for percussion. We loved the music that we were playing. We loved playing together. And we just looked around at each other and said, we got to figure out a way to do this professionally. And it was a long journey to get there. But now, you know, 20 years later, this is our full-time job, our career. We spend about 150 days a year on the road, traveling all across the country and the world, giving concerts, giving master classes, doing community engagement activities, community performances, just like what we're going to be doing coming up in New York at the end of the month.
Tell me about the instruments. I remember my first really impressive experience with percussion was sitting in Royal Albert Hall when they set off the cannon for the 1812 Overture. That's percussion. You use all sorts of instruments.
Yeah, we do. And just your experience there is such a great example of how literally anything can be a percussion instrument. You know, there are a lot of different definitions that people give towards the instrument of percussionist. Maybe it's something you have to strike, but in reality, really anything that somebody hands us to play, or anything that composer sort of writes on a score for us to play, or anything that we just find interesting, can become a percussion instrument just by us playing it. I spent many years touring Third Coast Percussion, where on every concert I was playing a conch shell, if you can believe that. It's not a percussion instrument, but became a big part of, you know, our program and a big part of me as a performer. And that's just what you do as a percussionist. And it's so exciting for us that, you know, we're not defined by a single instrument. One day, you know, we may be playing, you know, timpani. The next day we may be playing marimba or vibraphone or any of the keyboard percussion instruments. The other day we might be playing, you know, drum set. And we take all these different instruments. We take a lot of the history of those instruments and the historical sort of musical genres and styles that they're accustomed or that they're most prominent in. And we take all those instruments, all those musical styles, and we kind of fuse them all together into this kind of undefinable genre that we have.
You have vibes. Is it called vibes? The vibraphone?
Yeah, vibes is short for vibraphone. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing, just
yeah. But I mean, all of this sort of crosses all sorts of genres of music. It's everything, isn't it? It's every culture.
It really is. I mean, you can kind of look to most every culture throughout history, and you can find some type of percussion tradition. We have not even come close to being able to explore everything that's out there. I mean, it's a lifelong sort of journey of learning percussion instruments, learning their history, learning like the practice of playing them, and then trying to figure out ways to incorporate them, you know, into our own music. For anybody who comes to our recital program Perspectives while we're out there, you can see that on Saturday, April 27th. But the program that we're going to be playing is called Perspectives. And it's just like, you know, every piece is just so different from the previous one. We have music by, you know, the great living American film composer, Danny Elfman, who people might be familiar with his music by watching, you know, any of like the Tim Burton movies, from Batman to Beetlejuice and all that stuff. It's a really, really unmistakable musical style. He wrote us a piece a couple years ago that's going to be on the program. We have a piece by the, you know, really great living American composer, Philip Glass, that's on the program. It's another just like, you know, really recognizable, wonderful music. You know, we are able to feature that music on the instruments of percussion. And then, you know, we have another piece by a young composer or music creator, her name is Jay Lynn. That's her stage name, at least. She's probably most well known in the EDM or electronic dance music world. But she wrote a piece, which is, yeah, she wrote a piece called Perspectives, which is where the title of the recital comes from, Perspectives. It's this multi-movement suite that's just really energized, has a lot of influence, you know, coming from her EDM background, but also really, really eclectic. That piece, actually, we found out last spring that it was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in Music in 2023.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's really exciting, really really innovative, really current, you know, music that I think really represents what's happening today in music, art, and in culture, and expressed on the instruments of percussion.
So when you say chamber music, it's giving it a new meaning, a new image.
For sure, yeah. I mean, it's putting these instruments of percussion that have been around forever, and we're finally putting them into a classical space, you know, or space
that's
for classical music. And it's been a wonderful experience. And, you know, what we've realized over the years is that, you know, with all the concerts that we've done all over, I think what our audience enjoys more than anything else, our audience, which is a lot of times people have never seen us, you know, never heard of a percussion ensemble before. But I think what our audience really loves is that element of surprise.
But you're really, really audience friendly, aren't you? You kind of.
We are. We're very personable people. You know, we love engaging with our audience. We talk a lot from the stage, or, you know, we'll spend just like a minute or so like introducing a piece and, you know, reflecting on, you know, what we find so special in music, and putting some other stuff into context for anybody who's experiencing the music for the first time. Because again, we just love that experience that people have with like their first interaction with this type of music.
This Washington Park Lakehouse event, going to be quite an experience.
Yeah, that's going to be super exciting. We're doing a piece called In C. This is a piece by the American composer Terry Riley. At this point, it's actually kind of a historical piece, been around for a while. It'd be like, you know, the oldest piece that we're playing. The piece is unique in that it is for open instrumentation, meaning that any instrumentalist can play on the piece. And there can be any number of instruments playing on the piece as well. And it's uniquely structured where it's a series of short musical motives or short musical phrases that are repeated over and over, but they'll choose how many times they get to repeat any of these individual phrases. And they'll choose when they might want to rest and not play a musical phrase. They'll choose when they want to start the piece and where they want to end the piece. And the combination of all these decisions that people are making individually and collectively creates this really, really impressive, really, really wonderful piece of music called In C. If anybody's curious, hasn't heard about the piece before, you can just Google In C, Terry Riley, and you'll find a ton of different performances of it that are all really unique because, you know, they're all by completely different ensembles. Sometimes it'll just be five or six people playing. Sometimes it'll be 100. I'm not sure how many players we're going to have out in New York State at the end of the month, but I know that whoever is there, whoever's participating in, you know, in that performance is going to have a great time. And whoever is not participating in the performance, but there is an audience, is also going to have a great time.
I'm excited about your coming to the Capital Region. This is wonderful.
So are we. Yeah. 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 Really,
okay,
really
great.
Excited to be out there. Yeah.
This has been Andrea Cunliffe speaking with Peter Martin
of the Third Coast Percussion Quartet, appearing at the Capital Region this weekend.